Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush. On Early Break, I open up the show with a question for you two. We at the end of the show yesterday, we asked the question if any of us could commit to watching an inning of the All-Star game last night. I must be honest, I did not commit to that. I broke my promise to this end.
I watched.
You did?
I watched maybe... probably inning and a half.
Nice
I saw the home.
You did it, Bill.
I saw the home run.
The home run by.
Well, I don't know if there's more than one home run. A home run by the A's. A guy from the Oakland A's hit
Brent
one.
Brent Rooker, his name.
Yes. Hit
good
one
job.
And he crushed. Well, I wouldn't say this. It looked like he had absolutely crushed it, but it didn't clear the fence by much. But the most intriguing part of it, I kept telling Laura, I said, we were watching, I go, just look in the background back there. First thing was, is that there's a guy kind of in a almost like a salmon pinkish color shirt that was talking to somebody else the entire time like this. He didn't watch any of the game, and he was in a seat that had to cost him $10,000 probably.
Jeez.
And he paid no attention.
He'd be doing a business deal.
And then also one time we're sitting there, and it was like the eighth inning, and I said, I'm like, it's 10:15 here. It's 11:15 there. And the place was, there's only like a third of the people left. I mean, everyone had left.
They cleared out?
Cleared out.
And the game got good. It went to extra innings. They had a home run, basically like a shootout, essentially.
Really? Yeah. So
instead of extra innings? Yeah, Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies won the NL, the game, in some sort of shootout, home run type deal.
Some sort of shootout.
It was tying up after nine. Yeah, he had enough home runs to have the NL win the game.
The game had to go to then at least midnight.
Ooh.
Atlanta time.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was. The game was horrifically slow.
Ooh.
It was just like, I'm like, oh my.
Ooh.
I said, this is incredible. And
I wonder how many
and all the
left.
Seats, by the time we got, if you looked in the background, they show it from the pitcher's view, all those, the incredible like Lazy Boy seats.
Yeah.
There was like one person every six. There was no one there.
Oh boy. That's not good.
Yeah.
That's a good report though.
But when you have an all-star game, I mean, an all-star game that lasts like 4.5 hours.
You got to rethink it.
In a time where baseball is faster than that's ever been because they sped up the pitch clock, like games are going 2 hours, 2 hours and 20 minutes right now on average. And this one went double that. It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No.
People's attentions are being kept. Now, last night, they were not being kept.
Your portrayal is a little bit...
It wasn't good. By the time I locked in, and then, okay, hit the home run like that, and all of a sudden, I'm like... All of a sudden, now I'm like in bed, barely staying awake, and I'm like, it's just the top of the eighth.
Oh.
And it was, and people had cleared out.
Yeah. No, it's not good for Major League baseball. I don't know. Maybe it's okay. Yeah.
I'd say at least it was a game. It wasn't like a 7-0 AL win. It was 6-all after 9 innings. They went to the swing-off tiebreaker, which Kyle Schwarber won for the NL.
The swing-off.
Yeah. Homers, yes.
Breakers, are they supporting this?
One person says this, Wyatt from Alma. Is it Alma or Alma?
Alma.
Alma, okay.
I'm sorry?
Alma. He says this.
Down by Harlan.
He says, best part about the All-Star.
Yes, it is Harlan. Thank you.
He says, best part about the All-Star game was they went back to their own team uniforms. None of this AL-NL uniform crap.
Okay.
Well, they hadn't been. I didn't know that they'd ever went to all one uniform.
They did.
Yes, you need to have your own uniform on.
I was in great position to turn on the TV and watch it. I was done working at 8:30. I just didn't.
Wasn't there something? Now, did I see something right?
I appreciate the honesty. Thank you, Steve.
I saw something that I thought really intrigued me. Maybe I was just seeing things. I'm watching. I go, hang on. Who's coming out to the mound? Is that Joe Torre?
Was it? Well,
it was?
Yeah, I thought it looked, was it Joe Torre that came out to the mound?
We've got to make sure that Joe is with us.
Yes.
Hold on.
What was this?
Yeah, Rudy's already confirmed it, yes.
Rudy says, yeah. How old is Joe Torre?
That's what I mean. All of a sudden, I go,
is this 90s now?
I can do that.
Yeah. Gotta be late, high 80s.
How old is Joe Torre?
Was it a slow walk?
Was he like a guest manager then or the pitching coach or something, Rudy?
That's amazing, Bill. Okay, he is 84. He'll turn 85 in 2 days.
So I thought right away, I'm like, okay.
Honorary coach of the American League.
I'm like, all of a sudden, if it, in the All-Star game, like in basketball, if it was Pat Riley coaching, you know, at that, and against Van Gundy or something, whatever.
Amazing.
I mean, that would be incredible.
Phil Jackson, possibly?
Phil Jackson, Pat Riley are going to go at it in the All-Star game.
Pretty cool.
That'd be great.
So what MLB did, I thought was incredible. I don't know who else they had.
We'll figure it out right now.
Besides Torre.
He was the American League
yes.
honorary
Had
coach.
His Yankees uniform on. Had to be fun to go out to the mound again. You know, I'm just seeing, it's like, okay, that's really cool.
Who was the National League's honorary coach? Honorary All-Star coach.
Joe Torre for the AL.
Yeah. All right, sorry about that.
Was it?
Okay, here it comes.
Just ChatGPT you're on right now?
Yeah, the National League's honorary coaches were Brian Snitker, manager.
He's the current manager of the Braves.
Okay. They joined, I don't know if they had an honorary.
Maybe they didn't.
They
Rudy,
should
can
have.
You research that for
How
us
can only one out? League have an honorary captain?
Brian Snitker, Clayton McCullough. Does anyone recognize that name?
No.
A manager of the Miami Marlins. I think he's a current manager. Then they joined Dave Roberts, the NL's official manager.
Okay.
I don't know. I typed into, they have an honorary manager?
Yeah.
Maybe it was just Joe Torre.
Maybe it was just Torre. Maybe Torre wasn't even supposed to be there. He just kind of showed up in Atlanta.
Hey, guys, I'm here. Can I help coach, please?
Brought my own uniform. If you didn't mind, wouldn't mind getting
Joe
involved.
Torre. Wow. Bill, good job. Good job.
So Bill did his part. He watched an inning and a half of game. We're proud of you, Bill.
I'm like, why do you have an All-Star game that lasts this long? This is insane.
Well, what do you do, though? It's baseball.
Now, I am like Sip. I sat down finally for the night about 9 o'clock, and I also had the chance to watch it, but you'd appreciate this, Bill. I decided to watch King of Queens instead. Watched two episodes of King of Queens.
Which one was it? Because I was flipping back and forth.
Well, I was on Peacock. I was watching. Okay, I was trying to think. It's hard to describe the episode. Arthur was great, though. Arthur was great in back-to-back episodes. The dad.
Arthur Spooner is incredible. One of the most incredible characters ever invented in sitcom history.
The National League did not have an honorary manager.
I don't understand.
Yeah. And why would just... Yeah.
How can the AL... I mean, we love Joe Torre. This is not a slight at Joe Torre, but they both can't have... It was an NL ballpark, for crying out loud. They're basically the home team. Mm. The home league. Mm. Didn't have a...
I was just blown away because, like I said,
I believe when I started watching it, the game was 6-0.
Oh,
it was at the time, but what time
five
was that?
Or six,
about, the,
yeah.
about the sixth inning,
who was
seventh
ahead?
Inning.
So the National League was ahead.
The yes. NL was up, correct?
Was ahead. Yes, and they hit the home run, made it 6-3. Obviously, chipped away and got it to extra innings. But that had the thing, like I said, it went on forever.
Ah,
yeah.
So it sounds like, Bill, that if that game was played at Haymarket Park and we dropped you off at the pitching mound, you would not probably go to that then?
No.
Like the World Series Game 7 over here?
Would not go to that.
You wouldn't.
It's understandable.
If it was 1975, I sure would.
You know all the players.
Old-timers
game. You know all the players in that situation.
Would you go to an old-timers game?
Yes. That would be fun.
See Dave Campanaris, Bert Campanaris at age 83 out there fielding ground balls?
It'd be...
Official
How's the throw to first base going for you, Bert, from shortstop?
Official attempts, 41,702.
Not bad. Solid. Yeah. Solid for the All-Star game.
Yeah, I don't know what it seats. It's Truist Park.
That's the, Braves ballpark. We have a gift here. Chit-chat. It just says, for early break, Jake, Sip, and Bill. Random green box, a shoe box here. I have no idea what's in here.
You have no idea what's in there.
No. I just broke the box. It was taped. We got about a million pens here. A million pens, okay. Once again.
That's what we needed. Who are these from?
I'm going to figure out in a second.
Is that Bic? Bic?
This box. It is Bic.
So we've got like the Cadillac of pens. When you say pen, what do you say? Give me a Bic.
I think you say Bic.
Tell me another brand.
I don't think there isn't one.
There's only...
I can't tell you. No. Come on. Sharp. Well, does Sharpie count?
Probably.
Ink Joy, Paper Mate pen there. We have about... 50
Why
pens.
Why are you throwing them?
I'm just getting them out of the box real quick.
Well, this is a long letter. I can't read
all
of this.
Think about that. What a monopoly.
Yeah.
It's the only brand of pen that I know.
I can only name one. Now, that was revealing.
Yes.
That was revealing.
Oh,
I can't name another brand.
No.
Bic.
That's,
name
another
brand.
The king of pens.
The king of Cadillac.
Pens. It is the king. I'll briefly read this. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It says, Dear Jake, Sip, and Coach Bush, I'm a regular listener from Beatrice and enjoy the three-legged stool, but watch it later in the morning on YouTube, so I'm not able to make comments live. We were cleaning out the office. Thought you guys could use these pens. I also am helping you three of the subjects you have recently discussed that involve Beatrice. Since Jake has spent his youth here on the golf course and not so much Beatrice history, I'll help out. Apparently, did we talk about...
Help out. I want to hear this. This is good.
Because Jake does know nothing about Beatrice. We asked about that one house like that. He goes, I have no idea what it is. It's like, everyone's like, oh, you're kidding me? It's one of the most noted areas there is in the...
Okay, here on that building.
There's nothing about Beatrice.
On that building, Chris says, the round brick building you have been wondering about by the 9th Street curve...
That's the one.
...is what is left of a brickyard that was on the property between 9th Street and the highway. It is the kiln that was used to heat... The bricks.
See? And Jake had no idea it was there.
And last one, when Mel Maines retired from Channel 10, he moved to Beatrice. I knew that. He and his wife, Karen, loved to dance and could be found almost every weekend at any of the dances being held in the area.
I did not. Mel Maines moved to Beatrice and joined a dance club. Yeah.
That's good information.
That is good information.
That's really
Jake
good.
Had no idea of any of that.
I knew Mel Maines had a Beatrice connection. That's all I knew. And I did not know what that building ever was.
I know
was.
The starting quarterback 50 years ago from Pender. Jake doesn't even remember.
No chance.
No chance.
No chance.
Yeah. Did you know Mel Maines had a house in Beatrice? True or false? Did
no.
You
know? I knew he had a connection to Beatrice.
He used to go to dances. How would you not know that? Because somebody's parents would be like going, I used to go with Mel and his wife. We'd drive as couples over to whatever town for a dance. We drove to Martell for a dance.
He moved to Beatrice.
Yeah.
Mel Maines, I wonder what. Was that?
I don't know.
There's not further intel on why he moved to Beatrice. I thought he was from there originally, but I'm not sure.
Probably just liked it for some reason. Maybe to get, I don't know, maybe he was so big in Lincoln.
Was the bakery open then? Was it Daylight? Is that right? What's
it? It was in Grandma's Fruitcake back then.
Okay.
Yes, it was definitely open back then. It's been open for a long time in Beatrice. Okay. I'm aware of that. I knew that.
We have him on a defense.
I don't know when Sunrise Bakery opened up, which is
very
popular.
I'm talking Sunrise.
I'm going to guess yes.
Yeah,
it's been around for a long time.
Because when you talk to anybody in the Beatrice area and you talk bakeries, they immediately talk Sunrise.
They do.
That's what they talk away.
Yeah, I can confirm through many visits, that's a wonderful, wonderful bakery. The smell is incredible in there. It's not a huge place, but it's one.
And they're on display. The donuts are on display.
Oh, yeah, on display, absolutely.
These are the good ones.
So we were at the Courtyard Marriott, the Residence Inn, on July 3rd.
What a day.
And Jesse was there. Jesse from Beatrice. He's texted me. Yeah. He says he lived next door to Mel Maines on West Ella Street in Beatrice.
So we had somebody July 3rd that lived next to Mel Maines. We didn't get him on the air. That's a giant gaffe.
My
by
mom
us.
Informs me that Mel died shortly after we moved there in 2000. His widow still lives in Beatrice. All this information about my city, which I'm learning also with you guys.
I'm learning
and
also.
And the listeners is wonderful.
Jake, how do we get Mel Maines' widow on the show?
Sip is taking it back incredible. Over here.
I'm taking, yeah. Jake has no idea what's ever happened in Beatrice. Do you know the school colors?
Orange and black. Okay, yes, yeah, I knew you. That.
Good job.
And Mel Maines is from Holmesville, which is okay. Near Beatrice.
Oh, that meant now it all
basically
makes sense.
A suburb of Beatrice okay. To the southeast Holmesville. Of town.
Yeah. Never been there before.
No, you don't. There's not the much. You drive through it about 5 seconds and you'd be through Holmesville.
From Holmesville.
And became one of the most iconic names in the history of Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to David from Renew. He says he graduated from Wymore in 1947.
He graduated in 47. Okay.
20 years before us.
Yes.
So.
47?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 20 years before we were born, you mean?
No, 20 years before we were born.
That didn't make sense.
No,
though.
Like, 40
did we graduate in 67?
20 years before we were born.
I just can imagine. So imagine doing the show where 88.
All right. I slipped up. Hey, that's really
good information. That's great information.
Your mom. Thank you to your mom.
And David and a lot of people chime in.
How do we reach
Jesse.
Out to his widow? I'd love to talk to her.
We could. Yeah. We should try that.
Hell, I'd settle for Jesse.
Yeah, you talked to Jesse.
Yeah,
you just talked to Jesse.
His neighbor.
He lived next to him. I mean, he lived next to Mel Maines.
Someone else says Mel commuted in a Corvette from Beatrice to Lincoln. All the Mel Maines info this morning.
He drove a Vette
from Beatrice to Lincoln.
Surprises me a little bit, actually. But wow.
So look at that. We're learning things this morning. Yeah, on the show. I'm learning things I need to know for the sake of me being from the town of Beatrice.
See, I would see Mel in some form of an Oldsmobile.
Yeah,
like what do you get? Well, take the Oldsmobile. That's what I would think more than a Corvette.
He was a dancer and he had a Vette,
and moved to Beatrice.
Yeah,
that's pretty solid. Idle chit chat. Anything else for you guys from yesterday at all? Idle chit chat.
I can't believe we. Well, shouldn't we address the elephant in the room? You're leaving.
Well,
yeah.
I'll be back Sunday. I'll be back Monday on the show. I'm just gone tomorrow and Friday.
That's not the issue, Jake. It's not. What the issue is. Quit skirting the issue.
If I tell you guys too far in advance, it becomes a freak out and people get, get over the top.
Even in your text, you're like, well, Steve was aware. And now I'm going to let him Bill know. And I'm just
I knew that Sip would be here the whole week. I know that you are gone Friday. I thought you were gone Thursday too, Bill, but you've just gone Friday. So.
All right, so programming note.
Programming note.
You're gone Thursday and Friday.
Yes.
Bill's gone Friday.
And Nick will be in. Swim will be in for me.
This
tomorrow,
I know,
Friday.
If I had to drop that one, got dropped in the group text, what time, about like 6:30 last night?
It's about right. It's about right.
So at that time, I'm like, okay, let's all of a sudden.
I was vaguely aware that you were going to be gone. Was I supposed to be aware?
I didn't make it too public. I had it taken care of, though. Things
so
were taken
funny.
Care of over
so
here.
So funny how he's dancing on eggshells.
He
are you dancing on eggshells?
I'm not dancing on eggshells. I'm going to be gone tomorrow and Friday, and today after the show, I depart.
All right.
But if this is known weeks in advance, it's like a countdown to, hey, Jake's gone tomorrow. I don't want the freak out.
You don't want the freak
out. I can live with the short freak out. For you guys,
didn't set well with me.
It did. The group chat got a little crazy.
Did not get crazy. We were joking around.
I know.
I wasn't joking.
Bill was serious.
I do not like change. I want nothing to do with change. Nothing just freaks me out. All of a sudden, Jake's not showing up, and he shows up today. And I don't know whatever this outfit is he has on.
It's not a polo for the first time in a while. I said yesterday on the show that I wear polos every day, and then today I wear a non-polo.
That shirt is
He's got a
else.
Hat and a t-shirt on.
Boulevard shirt.
It is a crinkled up t-shirt.
It is. I thought he slept in it, obviously. So he's excited about the trip.
This shirt has been in the drawer for a long time.
Same thing I'm wearing to bed.
Pulled it out from underneath the seat of his car.
This one has definitely been in the drawer for a long time.
It looks fine.
How about that? Well, what are you gonna? We're gonna go. We're leaving on the trip. What are you gonna wear? I don't know. Where's that crinkled up Boulevard T-shirt? I think I'll probably go with that.
Well,
and green. He goes with green.
You know, I haven't worn the shirt in years. It's been pretty obvious with the wrinkly. I pulled it out in the dark this morning.
Yeah,
it's this will work. Sure.
It'll work.
It will.
You're ready.
I'm not trying to impress anybody here.
You're ready to go.
Also, I did lie to people. Also, I didn't watch the All-Star game. I did not go to Walmart to look for the protractor or the AM/FM radio.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So,
just didn't have time.
It was a busy day. Sorry, everybody.
If anyone has a protractor, an old one, they could send that into the stool. That'd be nice for... I want one like would have been like 1975.
I can remember it.
Oh yeah,
you got it. Yeah, yeah.
And just the funny thing about it was just putting something that sharp in the hands of kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like why would you? Hey,
really sharp.
Really sharp.
Could have done. Maybe damage. They don't even have them anymore in the schools.
I could see that.
I could see.
I wonder if protractors have been eliminated from schools due to the danger.
There's a breaker. A breaker knows that.
Yes.
4-6-4.
Anyone
5.
In the math department can help us out there. In LPS or any sort of school system.
Beatrice.
I can learn more about Beatrice.
Has no idea
right
what's
now.
Going on in Beatrice. None whatsoever.
I'm a lost cause.
Your mom helped you, though.
Yes.
And David.
And
Jesse.
And Jesse.
And other breakers. So.
It's nice that your mom was texting in and listening to the show.
She is. Good morning, Mom. Good to see you. On YouTube, the conservative Husker
good
says...
to see you.
The conservative Husker on YouTube says, I dig the hat, Jake, less glare off your skull.
Wow, Jake, this is...
All the strays right. Today.
You're catching them today.
My shirt's wrinkly. I don't know about my city. My hat is helping the glare on my head. What else can I do here?
I don't know why you're the... You take it really well.
You know what you should do, Jake? Have a runza. I had a runza.
I might have a runza on the way to... Vacation today.
I told that to Laura last night. I said, I go at four o'clock yesterday on Monday. I said, Jake was at
venue
for happy hour having pretzel bites.
Yep.
That's true.
Before Golf League. went to Golf League, comes back from Golf League and stops at Runza and gets a Runza, his first one he's ever purchased in his life. That Monday is the most amazing Monday I'll ever.
We won't top that.
We won't top that.
No, we won't.
Can you imagine this one?
It's over.
Can you imagine this one for Mozzarella Monday? Hi, this is Jake Sorensen. I went to happy hour at Venue. I had pretzel bites. I went and played golf, league golf, league and then golf. I went to run. I mean, they
had like, my first runs.
Had my first runs. You'd win it.
I'd be. You, I'd you win. Would have
won you'd win.
Awesome. You'd have won Mozzarella Monday.
You'd win for sure.
Can you imagine the people called in? Who won? Well, Sorensen won.
But what did he do? I just had a basic day with the venue and runs it. Had his first ever runs it. That's why he won.
The 4 o'clock Monday.
If for some reason I had to do any of those three, I could only do one of three.
What would you do if you saw me at venue at 4 o'clock?
You and me both walking together. Oh, good to see you.
On a Monday.
On a Monday.
Drinking Stella Artois.
Yes. You said it right that time. Good job.
Thank you. You caught me, Jake.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag.
Joey!
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738ag.com about Joey Robinson, the team, and Bertrand, who are doing big things every day.
Big things. Joey, chime in. He's usually listening to the show. I want to know some output. What'd you get for rain? Because that storm that rolled in here last night was about what, midnight? I took sugar out.
I was asleep.
I took her out and I let her back in, and it was fine. Dead calm. Within 30 seconds, all of a sudden the wind went from 0 to 40.
Oh, that's it. That explains it.
Zero to 40. Things are, trash cans are blown over.
There's stuff on our yard.
And there's some major puddles out there. I don't know how much it rained.
My trash can was blown over.
The concrete this morning was still wet at whatever, 5:20.
What time do you think the wind picked up big time?
Midnight.
Midnight.
Yes, at midnight.
Okay, I was out.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
And so I'd like to know our rain local also.
Good job. You're always up.
What is Greg have for numbers on the rain?
It's kind of dry. Really, what is the deal?
You're always up.
So, we watched the All-Star game,
mm-hmm.
made comments on people leaving, saw Joe Torre, was awake for the storm.
God.
Now we're here.
See, you've carried the show except for...
Jake's carried the show, knowing nothing about Beatrice. What if we did Beatrice history for one of our game shows?
I might lose.
Yeah. Jake would lose his own. Famous people from Beatrice, Jake would go 0-4.
Melmaine's Jake.
Triple H's dad says 2 inches and a lot of wind by Claytonia last night. 2 inches.
Greg's rain gauge is down. He's doing some work and, I don't know, fence work.
I've never heard that. Hey, listen, I'm doing some construction around the house, so I'm taking the rain gauge down.
He's already very sensitive.
I've never heard that in my life.
Greg, I'm sorry.
Usually the first thing you do is like, well, I'm just going to put the rain gauge over here or do something different. I've never heard, hey, listen, everyone needs to be aware of rain gauge is down for a month probably.
This is going
to
come back to you. Get ready.
2.25 inches in Wilbur from Jordan. That's Jake. We have Aaron in Crete, 2.1 inches last night. There's a lot of rain.
So did we get that?
We had to. If Crete got it, yes, we had to have gotten close.
That does not mean that we got it.
Papa Kev in Lincoln.
Crete's like 10 miles from here.
I know, but
it's like
different cells. There's different cells. Papa Kev in Lincoln said just shy of an inch at 40th and Yankee
Hill.
That's
a hole in your game. Yeah, just because Crete got 2 inches does not mean Lincoln got 2 inches. Bill.
There's a chance. I felt that the storm was coming down with the swath would have been Lincoln right in the middle of it.
Swath.
Okay, you might be right.
So I went to the radar last night about 12. I go over and check the radar out here. And we were right out here. I go, here it is. I showed Laura, here it is.
Bolt says 0.6 inches in Lincoln in his rain gauge.
Nice rain then. We'd like to have had that. Like to have that 2.0 like Crete did.
They got it.
Your Crete is?
I have been to Crete many times. Yes, I have been to Crete. I know where Crete is at.
Right down.
Probably
there.
Not the history of Crete, but I know where Crete's
at. Yeah. Poor Jake, you're all right.
I'm fine.
All right.
I'm fine.
Yesterday was day two of SEC Media Days in Atlanta. So we had the All-Star Game in Atlanta and Media Days in Atlanta last night.
It was good.
Texas, Auburn, Tennessee, and Georgia were at the podium. Head coaches and players alike. I do have some sound from yesterday. Thanks to Rudy. Did a good job cutting up.
I'd like some sound.
Audio.
I missed some of this.
Okay.
Yesterday was a full day. Thank you, Rudy.
Hey, Rudy. Thanks.
Do you want to hear from which coach you want to hear from first from yesterday?
Give me the names again.
I do not have Hugh. Hypel audio. I got Hugh Freeze on his golf game.
Yeah. Yes. Give us Hugh.
Hugh handled this like a pro, a golf pro.
Hugh says, here's Hugh Freeze yesterday on golf is not an issue. Hugh Freeze at Media Days.
Are you tired of having to defend playing golf?
You know, I really hadn't had to defend it. I just, you know, it's It's something I enjoy doing, but I assure you it does not take away from my time working to take Auburn back to the top of the college football world.
You freeze. Short and smooth. Sweet. Yeah. Short and sweet. Smooth.
What an answer. Over.
Yeah. Did a nice job.
Jeez.
I wish you'd go a little bit deeper and be like, also, note to self and note to everyone else out there, when you're golfing, and you maybe you shouldn't be, don't turn in your scores. Don't turn in your...
No, don't do that.
Because that's what got him. If he doesn't turn in his... This got cracked by Golf Digest.
It did.
Right. Golf Digest is the one who cracked this case. It wasn't like someone was out looking for... It wasn't an Alabama fan. It was Golf Digest.
Well, whatever. So, he handled it. That was very pro. Cool.
Short
that was a
sweet.
Pro at the podium. Yeah. I'm starting to like Hugh Freeze more and more. And I love the SEC, by the way. Keep going.
Coach Steve Sarkisian at Texas on recruiting players that want to be at Texas yesterday at SEC Media Days.
We only have so much money to go around, and so we've got to do a great job evaluating. We've got to do a great job of rewarding those players that are doing it at a high level within our program so that they don't go anywhere else. But we've also got to continue to develop our players as they grow and make sure that our players aren't doing this for the idea of money. And I think sometimes, quite frankly, I think it hurts us a little bit in recruiting in the fact that when kids come on our campus, one of the first things we do, we don't talk about NIL. We don't talk about NIL or revenue sharing or publicity rights until the very end. And that may hurt us on some kids, but if a kid is coming to Texas for that reason, we don't want them anyway. You know, we want kids that want to be at the University of Texas because of the school, the coaches, the team, the culture, all those things that go into it. And, oh, by the way, you can get publicity rights or revenue share, so on and so forth. If you're coming for the other reason, he's probably going to be the guy in 18 months that's back in the portal going somewhere else where they're going to offer him more money. Because I can't offer every player the most money that he might get offered from another school. It just doesn't work like that anymore.
Wow. That sounds incredibly outdated, but it's okay. Yeah.
How about this? Just imagine that from
it does.
Just go back to 1985, and you're hearing the head coach
better
say,
times.
I cannot pay him enough money.
Yeah,
and that's pretty incredible.
Being said publicly,
yes, just saying it publicly. Yep. I cannot pay them. And so there was like which says before they were getting paid, which was always the thing that everyone laughed about was it's NIL.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's pay for play.
Right.
And that's exactly what it was.
Right.
And it's just interesting to hear him say that. But
he tried to sell us no pay for play.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. No.
It's not pay for play.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pay for play.
But he did a great job with it, and he is right. Is that your roster? Like I said, is. It's so top end front loaded with who's getting money. I mean, it's like
it is. That's it in Nebraska too.
That's everywhere. It's like this. Say you have 85 on scholarship, and you're talking about 20 something dudes, 20-25 that are in.
And those are your guys. Yeah. Like when it comes down to position battles, Sean always does this. Like I was saying something. I'm not gonna name the guy, but he goes, "Look, Sipple, they're gonna start the guy who's making $1 million. All right, that's who's starting." It's not going to be a guy behind him. They're not going to not start the guy they paid $1.5 million to. So you almost follow the money when you're determining starters.
Yeah, it'd be very hard to have someone like some of this. Hey, we're paying their left tackle at Auburn, and he makes $1.2 million. But this guy beat him out.
Had a good camp. The guy had a good camp. He ain't making anything.
That goes directly to who? Then all of a sudden, that's head coach GM. Of all of a sudden, you guys made a big error. You guys made a giant error. You took somebody
a money error.
It'd be different if it was like, "Hey, listen,
you see what he's saying?"
Yes,
yeah, a money error. It'd be a giant. Sometimes there's always errors in recruiting. Now they are tenfold.
Now it's a money error
because
and then you
an
know
error.
What the problem is there too. You know what's going to happen there is the guy who beats out the 1.5 million guys.
Yeah.
Say, now wait a second.
Hang on now. How's this work?
Right. Yeah. Where and then you have to come up with $1 million, and that's not easy to do. You just can't. Yeah. Jake, it's not unlimited money for anybody. It'd be hard for Nebraska to come up with $1 million at certain points.
It would. Absolutely.
Yeah. At certain points, it would be hard. Anything from Sark on Arch?
No, but I do have Arch on himself.
That'd be great.
How about Arch on himself?
How about Arch Manning on the preseason hype that is around him and how he handles that? Arch Manning yesterday.
I'm not really in the business of this going to sound mean, but like caring what other people think. But, you know, I'm grateful that y'all think that. But I've only played, what, two games, so I got a lot to prove. But, I'm ready to play, though. I'm trying to walk the walk and do the work and then, you know, correct if I need to. But I feel like you have to have a good relationship with everyone before you try and lead. So that's what I've tried to build over the past 2 years. And then now I'd be more of a vocal leader. I think I have really good friends, good family to keep me grounded, keep me honest. Whenever I'm acting like a turd, they tell me. So I think that's good to have those people around you for sure. Yeah, we're playing golf the other day, and I like complimented my own shot, and they're like, "What the hell is wrong with you?"
I got really good at the end.
That was incredible. These the word turd.
I'm gonna play that part again. This is the very last part of that again.
I think I have really good friends, good family to keep me grounded, keep me honest. Whenever I'm acting like a turd, they tell me. So I think that's good to have those people around you for sure. Yeah, we were playing golf the other day, and I like complimented my own shot, and they're like, "What the hell is wrong with you?"
That's the
Arch
best.
Manny. All right, some self-awareness there.
Stock is way up
that
on
was kinda
Arch
cool.
Manny.
He's
I can't good. Wait. I am on the bandwagon. I am on that bandwagon so hard. Oh, man.
Acting like a turd.
Sarkisian says he's very quick-witted.
I mean, that. Well, can you imagine? So I say I know him, but I have a lot of detailed conversations with his dad, Cooper. Don't know. Have you ever, do you think that Eli and Peyton are known for being quick-witted and funny? Yeah. So they're, yes. So is Cooper. His dad.
And yeah.
And so can you imagine being around those guys? And
oh, I bet it's hilarious.
It would be just hilarious. And they would, you know, like I said, they're going to just crush you. Imagine that for
a compliment my own golf
shot. They think, "Who are you?" I like that. If I'm being a turd. That was the funniest thing. That's the funniest. It's the best interview I've ever heard.
Family, to keep me grounded, keep me honest. Whenever I'm acting like a turd, they tell me.
A turd. I don't hear it very often.
No, you don't hear that very often.
I've heard
turd in
a
while.
I said turd myself in a while. Thank you, Arch.
That was incredible. And I did hear his whole interview on a different show. It was really good. I've just heard two interviews with quarterback, him and Nussmeier.
He sounds like he's 30. That's what Sark said. He sounds like he's 30 years old. He does. Yeah. Smart. Yeah, Arch is.
That's all I have from yesterday. It's good stuff, though, from
Sark,
Arch, and Hugh Freeze on golf.
That was really good stuff.
It was really good stuff. There was a lot. There was a lot there. Now, I didn't know. Do you guys recognize the name Anthony Hill Jr.?
I don't.
Oh, boy. Sounds.
This is bad for the stew. I'm sorry I did this. He's apparently the best player in the SEC.
Yeah.
He's a linebacker for Texas.
Oh.
Don't know the name.
I haven't heard the name.
He's a two-year starter. He had 113 tackles last year. Yeah. But you listen to Cole Kubelek and Dusty Dvorak, and
I'm serious.
Yeah, they have him as the. I just wanted to bring his name up because I hadn't heard of him, and it hit me last night. Oh yeah, you probably should hear of the best player in the SEC.
We're 0-3 here, so it's fine.
Yeah, Anthony Hill Jr. That's a name to keep in mind if you're the best player in the SEC.
It's pretty good deal.
Think about that for a second. Linebacker had 113 tackles. What else from yesterday struck you? Anything? Hugh Freeze, I thought was
good. I like the way he handled the golf stuff.
He did.
God, he's smooth.
Why am I drawing a blank on his name right now?
I'll help you.
Danny Werfel was on on SEC Network, and he was on with why can I not say the receivers? Chris Doering. And somebody else had a list of the SEC toughest places to play.
Okay.
And they all agreed that LSU, he had it down as one.
Numero uno.
But they all, in all their conversation, all they talked about was the one place that I talked about, Auburn.
Auburn.
Auburn is just, they're like going, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
Auburn is crazy.
Auburn is crazy. I don't know how to even describe it. It just is. But there's,
what would be three?
How about this one? They had, I can't remember they had the order, but the Swamp was not in the top five.
I don't get that.
Swamp was in the top five.
I've never been there, though, so I shouldn't say that.
Swamp is pretty incredible.
Make a trip sometime.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Go to Gainesville.
I heard Jackson Arnold. He was very blunt about. He said, "I didn't play good at Oklahoma for whatever reason. I didn't." He goes, "I just didn't. I didn't play well." which I thought was good. I mean, it's good to hear a quarterback take a level of ownership. He's Auburn's starter now. Auburn's about the most, one of the most interesting stories of this season, right? Because they got to win.
They've got to win. And also, there's a lot of
what?
Of murmurs that they're pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Like you hear a lot of things like, hey, listen, don't count. But they could be one of those teams also that they go on that run. They go on that, have a 10-2 season.
I hope that's the case. We can talk more about Hugh Freeze.
Yes.
Play more golf, Hugh. Get on the golf course more. It's working out for you.
Hey, it'd be good for all coaches if Hugh Freeze and Auburn won the national championship.
Yeah.
It'd be great for everybody.
It would be good.
It'd be great. Yeah. You know what? We're golfing a little bit. Yeah. How'd it turn out?
It worked out.
I don't know. What do you think of this? Yeah. Go ahead. Draw some more plays.
What do you think of this?
Yeah.
Here's your wrap from day two of SEC Media Days. When we come back, On Three has some thoughts on the quarterback rankings in the Big Ten. Discuss that next, early break on the Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.